With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court appeared sympathetic to state bans on transgender athletes competing on female sports teams, one of the nation's most high-profile and divisive cultural and political issues. In remarks to the Detroit Economic Club, President Trump says the Supreme Court has an easy decision to make in the transgender sports case.
I can't believe it would even go to the Supreme Court. I mean, could you imagine 20 years ago talking about men playing in women's sports? They think you're crazy. Or transgender for everybody?
Chief Justice John Roberts, whose vote is likely to be key to the outcome, expressed skepticism about the challenges brought by transgender students to bans in Idaho and West Virginia during Tuesday's oral arguments. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein, risking contempt of Congress charges. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president.
Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists say the death toll from nationwide protests in Iran has surpassed 2,500 people. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate in previous unrest in recent years, gave the latest toll. It said most of the dead over more than 2 weeks of protests were protesters and 147 were government affiliated. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Churches in Syria are opening their doors to refugees from fighting between the government and Kurdish forces around the city of Aleppo. St. Ephraim's Syrian Orthodox Church is hosting about 100 people who have fled the conflict. Parishioners have donated mattresses, blankets, and food. Pastor Adai Marr says as soon as the problem started and we heard the sounds of battle, we opened our church as a shelter. This is SRN News. Inflation cooled slightly in December, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Inflation declined a bit last month as prices for gas and used cars fell, a sign that cost pressures are slowly easing. The Labor Department said Tuesday consumer prices rose 0.3% in December from the prior month, the same as in November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 0.2%, also matching November's figure. Signs inflation is cooling could make it more likely the Fed will reduce its key interest rate later this year, something President Trump has been pushing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to do. I'm Julie Walker.
The Smithsonian is facing a White House deadline to turn over documents on their plans for the country's 250th birthday and other exhibits. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.